Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the AMAA Martial Arts Masters Blog Talk Radio Show, hosted by the American Martial Arts Alliance, dedicated to building the awareness of professionalism in the martial arts through martial arts management and student development. Hello, everyone. This is Grandmaster Jesse Bowen, and welcome. We are coming to the end of another incredible, amazing, super fantastic year. So much has gone on this past year. So many great people we've had a chance to meet. We're doing so many incredible things in the martial arts. It's just phenomenal. And today we are going to be talking about our martial arts authors. We're still in the celebration of Martial Arts Authors Month. We started for it to be just a 30-day event. Now it's going into a 45-day event. We may just have 2 months of author months because we're defining so many incredible people. And today we have one of those incredible people. He's an author. He's a historian. He's a martial arts champion. There's just so many things to say about him. He's also on our radio network, and that is Professor Gary Lee. Hey, sir, how are you doing?
Good. Aloha, Brother Jesse. How are you, sir?
I am doing great, sir. I am doing great. And, you know, welcome you and all of our listeners to the call today. You know, we have we've done a lot. In the past, what now, almost 5 years?
We've been
working together?
We've been together 5 years, you and I. Yeah.
Wow. Where does time go?
It goes by fast when you do something right for the people. I was told that years ago by someone very important. So that's what we're doing. We're doing good for the people of the martial arts, and time flies by fast.
Well, you know, we call that history. You know, we are making history, and I think, you know, it's not until we reach that point in life, and like the farmer, we look back at our crop and see what we've planted, see how it's yield, and we harvest that. You know, that's what we call history. And I know one of the ways that many martial artists, they are preserving that history is through their writings. And we have interviewed Keith Yates, Bill Hayes, quite a few, Danny Lane, quite a few martial artists that have taken their life experience and being able to put it into words and be able to create something and build that legacy. And, sir, I know that you have a book, and now we want to talk to you today and sort of get into the understanding. And what we're trying to do is to have our martial artists and the martial arts community to have a shift in their thinking about their personal value. You know, for so many years, so many decades, we've been taught, you know, that we should be in the shadows and you know, we're great, but we're not passing that knowledge on. So with the Who's Who book, we believe at the American Martial Arts Alliance Institute, then if you do not share it, then it must not have any value. The graveyard is the richest place in the land because all the knowledge is buried in the graveyard. So tell us a little bit about your martial arts book, was Memoirs of an American Samurai. Tell us a little bit about the book. Tell me, how did the idea and the concept come about for writing the book?
Well, I'll share with you. 20 years ago, I was sharing with Mike Stone, a great fighter from the 60s and 70s who lives from Hawaii. He lives in the Philippines. He was telling me exactly what you share with people about how you should share your story and your experience. And it'd be interesting. Well, back then when I was fighting, I didn't realize it would be interesting and I didn't think about it, but he was persistent. And so I started writing a book, and then I started just telling my story. And, you know, very humbly, I thought it wasn't very interesting, but apparently other people did. And I had great people like Mike Dillard from Century who looked at it and read it and put it into his library and helped me sell it and helped me publish it. And back in the day, a few years back, martial artists didn't have someone like you that would be interested in their stories and publish a book. They'd have to go through, you know, a big publishing company. So what the Alliance has done, or what we've done, is created an avenue for people like myself who are in a position who has a story to tell or a book, you know, to bring it out to other people to get them motivated. So I got to say kudos to Mike Dillard and Mike Stone and Michael D. Pasquale Sr. to help me get me motivated to write my book.
Wow. Wow. Well, this is what we're really talking about. And again, you know, we send a big shout out to Century, because Century is actually carrying our book to the book that started all for us, the 2016 Who's Who in the Martial Arts. You know, a book opens doors. A book tells story. A book builds value. You know, until about, what, 5 years ago, actually, we didn't know each other.
I heard of you because you're a weapons man. I've heard of you because you're a weapons man, but I never got to meet you. And, you know, we were like destined to meet each other, because your ability to get people motivated and my ability to remember people, it's like a natural click. And I really believe what we're doing with the Alliance is changing the future for a lot of martial artists to be remembered 20 years from now. And that's the reason why I'm involved with the Alliance and you.
Well, you know, that's very true. But, you know, I mean, and another gentleman out of Washington State, Hud Huddleston, you guys were the first people to call me. You know, I mean, we had released a book, and you guys called me and congratulated me on it and offered your assistance and support. And, you know, that really meant a lot. And as you said, motivation, when you create something that other people see value in it, you know, that is part of the motivation. And I am very grateful, you know, since that period of time, you know, I've received induction into, you know, the Sport Karate Museum, which is a great honor, being able to be there, meet the legendary martial artists, been given the honorary Texan black belt and a certificate. Texas is, hey, I love Texas. Great people in Texas. But this door opened because we created a vehicle. We created a tool to be able to open a door. And that's what's really important. You know, people really publish for, my belief, one of three reasons. Number one, it's something that they've always wanted to do. Number two is they publish because they want their publication, their book, to do something else. And number three, they publish because they want their book to create financial opportunities because of the benefit it carries and what it gives to others. And those are sort of three of the basic reasons someone would want to become an author. We've had people on our show during our Authors Month that have written about their experience in war times. We've had people that
Go ahead. I'm just saying I agree with you, Mr. Bowen, because the stories that people tell are their own personal stories. Like, we're talking to people like Bernie Fleeman, who's an ex-police officer, who lived on the street his martial arts. And then we're talking to other great people who've turned the other parts of their life, you know, whether it be in movies or other civilian parts of life, and they're martial artists, and their stories need to be told. You know, you said earlier about becoming a history general is very important, and it really is, because I remember back in the day when Mr. Stone and Mr. DePasquale and Ken Knudsen and other people, Howard Jackson, helped me create the history generals. They said that someday you'll need these guys to help tell you the history because you can't remember everything. And I certainly agree with that, because I try to remember things, but if it wasn't for the history generals like you, I couldn't remember every bit of history that was important to keep in front of the new generation.
Well, I know in your book, in the Memoirs of an American Samurai, which is a great title, you know, you have been going back for a very long period of time with the interest of preserving. And I, again, the museum, that is very unique and is very, you know, prestigious to be a part of that. You know, when you think about a museum, you think about a place that archives, the historical things, you know, from the dinosaur all the way up to, you know, the modern day app, the Wright brothers.
Well,
so many things.
Yes, sir. Well, I'll tell you, it was all premeditated. Ever since the first Living Legends arose, I started collecting uniforms, documents, pictures, all kinds of things that people don't realize that's important, like belts. And they're all autographed. And so that through the 20 years that we've had in the museum, I've gotten everything autographed and documented, and things that go back to even the 50s. I recently just got Joe Louis's black belt in Las Vegas. But before that, I had June Reed's belt, Jim Harris's belt, Alan Steen's belt, J. Pat Burrows's belt. You know, and a black belt is not just a belt you wear around your waist. It's something that you've earned. And for them to pass that down onto the Sport Karate Museum is very, very priceless. And it's very emotional to be able to get their black belt from these great legends that passed.
Well, you know, this is what we're talking about. We had the honor of honoring Grandmaster June Ree in our 2017 book. And he gave a speech that could have been his eulogy about the way that people should live. And, you know, that really vibrates in my heart, that speech and the opportunity, his last speech to be a part of that and to celebrate his living life the way that we actually did in D.C. And that book is one of the most phenomenal books that we've actually published. Was the year that we featured a tribute to Grandmaster June Ree.
Right. I believe one of his last books was called Tritopia, and it was his vision of what the future could be through the martial arts. But, you know, you mentioned Master June Ree. For the people who don't know who he was, he invented the safety, helped invent the safety equipment. He put together the first martial art ballet. He was responsible for putting together one of the first full contact teams, like with Wayne Van Buren and Jeff Smith and many other people from the Washington, D.C. area. Larry Carnahan, who runs NASCA now. So you're talking about people who are part of the history of the martial arts in America that, you know, if you're a new generation, you know about them or at least have the opportunity to read about them. And if you go to Who's Who in the Martial Arts, our book, it has a lot of history of every one of the people we mentioned.
You know, and this is what we're doing, everyone. You know, as authors, we are telling our story about our life experience in the martial arts. The value of being an author, you know, when you become an author, you become an authority. You become that person. You grow yourself just from that experience. And, you know, for a lot of people, if you have an idea or a concept, you know, I'm a motivational speaker, and we've just released my new book, which is Public Speaking for Martial Artists. I sent out a copy of the book to several companies, and I'll be in Seattle, Washington on January the 16th. And I'm going to be a closing speaker for Nike. So these are the things that we're talking about. And I'm going to be talking about martial arts, but I specialize in motivation and talking about how the principles of martial arts can change your life. Take away the kick, take away the punch. It's the principles that we learn from a good teacher that helps us to grow and become better as martial artists, and we now teach these values to our students. If we're not able to teach these principles, then the question becomes, what is the value of our art? I could run to get exercise. You know, I'm not going to be in a fight every day, but through the principles of discipline, focus, these are some of the attributes we gain by being a martial artist. And the world really wants to know about these principles. They may not want to know about the physical technique, but the principles behind how do we have a better life? How do we make changes? Those things, we need that right now. America needs this. The world needs this right now, is for leaders to step up and be able to show and give a lesson through their writings or in person to how do we become better in the world. Do you agree, sir?
Oh, I agree 100%. I'm doing two people this year from the Living Legends Roast, Sam Chapman and Al Garza, and both of them taught me something. Well, Sam taught me the first time, but Al enforced it. It's called PMA, and it means positive mental attitude. And I didn't realize what that was until I was around Sam Chapman and Al Garza and other people, you know, that I admire. But it means that you can do anything you put your mind to. And, you know, the one thing I want to share with my listeners and our listeners is that if you do have a story and you want an opportunity to tell it, you can call me personally at 713-483-0476 or contact Jesse Bowen through the American Martial Art Alliance. And we'll listen to your story, and we'd like to, you know, showcase it and help you get involved with it. We're having a couple events this year. We're having the New Orleans event and the in Las Vegas. And we got two roasts, one in Houston, one in Greenville, South Carolina. And this is where Mr. Bowen will be speaking at, for definitely the one in Greenville, South Carolina. And I encourage anybody that has an idea or, you know, has a vision of a future to write their story to contact us, because we'd love to listen to your story and get it out there.
You know, this year at the Orleans in Las Vegas, we're going to be honoring Grandmaster Chuck Norris and Benny the Jet. We have two legendary martial artists. I think it's, you know, Mr. Norris is having his birthday this coming up year, and this is built into the celebration of that. You know, and Benny the Jet, who is an icon, both of these guys are icons in the martial arts. And as we are celebrating them, so let's not think that only, you know, Mr. Norris, who's been in the movies, is a martial arts champion, you know, Benny the Jet, who's been in the movies and martial, don't think that they're just so far above you. We all have a life story that we can share. If it wasn't for the publicity and the television and all the other things that went in to tell you who Chuck Norris really is, then you wouldn't know him. He would be just like Joe Blow on the street. So the ability to publicize who you are.
Well, what's really cool, Ms. Bowen, is that Mr. Norris, Carlos, and Denny all started like you and I, point fighting and doing competition. And they got in the right place, the right time, in front of the right people. And they got involved with the movies and choreographing and the higher level of martial arts. And you're right. They all started just like you and I did. And they had a story. And it's really ironic you talk about those two gentlemen because they're a big part of my life. In my book, The Memoirs of the American Samurai, I told the story how I first met Mr. Norris. Hitchhiked to his very first United Fighting Arts tournament. And I also talked about how I met Benny and his brothers, Ruben and Blinky and Arnold and Lily. And it really is exciting to hear about someone's history, how they got involved with the martial arts, how it developed into something big and different. And Mr. Norris and Mr. Akitas are two of the icons of our sports. And it's just an honor to have them endorse what we're doing. I'll tell you another thing, too, that's really exciting that we talked about is that a few years back, I had an idea about putting memoirs of American Samurai in all the libraries across America. Well, now with the Who's Who and the martial arts editions and all the history we've got accumulated in those books that we've been working on for 3 or 4 or 5 years, I'd like to see that book in the libraries around America. You know, back in the day, a big magazine that was real popular was a magazine called Boys Life and Reader's Digest and Mechanics, Popular Mechanics. I know there were magazines, but they were on the shelves for people to read in between their breaks. Well, how cool would it be to see a picture of Chuck Norris or Benny on the cover of a book and then open it up and read about every martial artist around America that we've helped get their story out there? I mean, that's our goal, and that's really what something I'd really like to work forward to.
Well, that is our plan. In fact, we actually already have in the Library of Congress, we already have three books there, this book, but we're going to be really working to get the libraries to bring this book in as a part of history. I was looking at one of the libraries only a few weeks ago and how they don't have any martial arts material in there. And so I'm going to donate books to the libraries for them to be able to put these books in there. No, it's going to be free. It's a tax. They're a nonprofit, so this is a tax deductible. And if you are already one of our present inductees and you have books, you know, laying around, sign them and go give them, donate them to your local library. They will take these books and put these books in their library and as a source. So that's another thing that we can do. There are so many ways that we can market ourselves through the book. And our focus is not about us or the AMAA. It's really about our inductees and letting you know how to build your presence in your community. Remember, if you don't educate your community about who you are as a martial artist, then you've done a disservice if you are a teacher. Now, if you feel that you do not have value and your value is only to yourself, then that's okay too. But a teacher, someone that studies the martial arts, it's not about taking from the martial arts. It's really about learning how to give back. And when people can discover your students, your family, your friends, people in the community, your church, when they discover that you possess a certain skill, they want to celebrate you and learn more about you, that thing that makes you, that has developed you through the martial arts. And that's the reason we call you a martial artist, because we study the martial arts. You know, think of martial as the discipline that we have. Now, think of art as the grace and beauty that we form with our body through the lines that we create when we're punching, we're blocking, we're kicking. And the more that we develop our art, the more gracious we become. And remember, and people want to notice that we need to supply this information. Is very important. Well, sir, any last words from you?
Yes, sir. You mentioned community. You know, the martial arts schools, they're a community-based project, and we thrive on helping the community. So in that community, there's always that one person that will need the martial arts, whether it be discipline or self-esteem or helping them build to cope with things. And if we get our book out there, and they see that person in their location or in their area, then we've done our service to help get it across. So my last words is to say that anybody's listening who wants to contribute to their martial arts in a different way, contact Jesse Bowen or myself, and we'll help you get started with publishing your ideas in your book.
Well, sir, I appreciate that. That is great. So how do people, if they want, I know you have, it's the end of the year, and I know that you are doing a fundraiser for the library, and people can make donations. Anything you want to say about that?
Well, you can go directly to www.sportkaratemuseumarchives.com, and you see the 20 years of work we've done. And for any personal donations, you can call me at 713-483-0476. And a big shout-out to all my history generals. And you mentioned someone earlier I want to make a shout-out to, and that's Hud Huddleston Sr. He's one of the founders of bringing Hwarangdo to America. That's a Korean style of martial arts. But he is one of the old-time good guys. So a big shout-out to Hud. How you doing? And to our dear friends, Joe Corley, Jeff Smith, and Michael DePasquale Jr., and, of course, the great Alan Goldberg, who will be on my show next week, next Tuesday night at the Parts Unknown. Alan Goldberg will be live on the show being interviewed by myself and Wolverine.
Great, sir. Well, also, guys and ladies, don't forget, we are actually publishing the Action Martial Arts Hall of Honor's history book. And this history book is coming back and looking for the martial artists and covering their stories from the past 20 years. So if you have not registered, and if you are a present 2020 or past inductee, you can go to our website, which is www.actionmartialartshistorybook.com, and you can go and now nominate, not really nominate, but submit your bio, because his organization is handling all the nominations and all of that, the American Martial Arts Alliance and Elite Publications. We are working on gathering the information and publishing the book. So really want to encourage you to go to the website. Again, that's www.actionmartialartshistorybook.com and submit your bio. December the 20th is the final deadline. We just got information back on the book today. We've started the layout of the book. This is going to be one of the greatest books that's ever published. We're putting a lot of energy into it, a lot of time. So you are important to be a part of that.
Well,
one more thing I want to mention
that there's a lot of, I want to be very, I'm positive, but there are a lot of fly-by-night organizations out there, and we're not one of them. We work hard on trying to put positive inputs into people's lives, and this book just shows the positive input that we want to do for America, not just for one area, but for America. Because America needs a positive input now, if ever. And Jesse Bowen and myself and the Sport Karate Museum are very positive in the future. And if you're more of a physical person, you want to watch, you can go to YouTube and just type in Professor Gary Lee or Sport Karate Museum, and you'll see a lot of videos and a lot of things. You can see what we're all about. And that's on YouTube.
All right, sir. I appreciate that, sir. And everyone, so if you need to give me a call.
Have a great weekend. Merry Christmas, everybody.
I will, sir.
Merry Christmas, sir. Yes, sir.
And everyone, if you need to give me a call, you can reach me at area code 919-618-8075. You can also email me at amaawhoswho@gmail.com. Hey, everyone, this is Jesse Bowen saying be blessed. And, hey, we'll see you next time.
Aloha. Bye-bye.